Bethel residents voted against every type of alcohol sales in a special election held yesterday. The vote was only advisory and does not change Bethel's alcohol status, but it could bolster the city's position as they try to persuade the state's governing body to deny liquor license applications. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel has more.
Bethel is still an unrestricted community, like Anchorage or Juneau. There's no laws limiting importation, and businesses are still free to apply to sell alcohol. But the vote was still important, says Vice Mayor Eric Middlebrook.
There's no laws or resolutions that are going to come as a result of this vote. However, myself, and I get the indication from all the other council members that they will follow whichever way this vote falls.
That means the Bethel City Council will likely protest every single liquor license application that goes before the state's Alcohol Beverage Control Board. That's the body that grants or denies liquor licenses in Alaska. Again, Vice Mayor Eric Middlebrook.
A protest to a liquor license has a major effect on whether or not the ABC board grants licenses.
The special election was called by the city council after Bethel voters threw out 30 years of local option in the October election. Those results were unclear. 54% of Bethel voters said yes, the city should stop the prohibition of alcohol sales. But Middlebrook and many others said the majority voted not to end prohibition outright, but rather they wanted to end the state of Alaska's regulation of prohibition. The results of this vote seem to validate that interpretation. 73% of Bethel voters do not want alcohol sales in bars. 63% do not want sales in restaurants or package stores. The only type of sales that was not overwhelmingly rejected was a city-run alcohol store. But even that was opposed by 58.5% of Bethel voters. Already there are 10 Bethel businesses applying for a liquor license. That includes 7 restaurants, 2 package stores, and 1 club. The Alcohol Beverage Control Board will meet in February to approve or deny some of those applications. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.